Pivot Banking. Go in, tell them Steen sent you, tell them what you're looking for, tell them what you need, and that's where the commitment comes in, because that's where they're going to focus, and they're going to take you where you need to go to make it a great experience. Northwest Bank, member FDIC. My next guest is Zach Steenblok. Zach, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Good. Look at that, man. Working. Everything's working. It's
awesome. Is it not
awesome.
Supposed to be working?
No, it's sometimes, you know what? It's just my bad luck. Sometimes it doesn't. Okay, been a while. How's things?
It has been. Things are going well. You know, football season's in full swing starting tomorrow. It was a good weekend for college football. The slate was pretty good. Didn't move for 12 hours.
Yeah. You've been kind of busy too, so that's not a bad thing. Your take, let's do this quick here. Your take on what you thought about Iowa State, and then your take on what you had about Iowa, then we'll kind of flow right into that game that's coming up this weekend.
Yeah, we can start with Iowa since their game was first. They came out really slow. Obviously, Petras didn't make, 10-yard out throws where he, as a collegiate quarterback, he should make those kind of throws easy. They do that in practice all the time. Another part I didn't really like or was confused by was, Kurt Ferentz is playing field position against a D1 division AA or whatever team. And I feel like that game is a good time to, work on your fourth down plays and stuff. Your personnel packages, who you want to have out there when you need to, get 2-3 yards to keep the possession alive. Just thought the offense was sloppy and, they didn't even score a touchdown. I mean, I can sit here and talk trash about Iowa all night long, so I'll leave it at that. Assuming that they're going to come out like usual, like the normal Hawkeye team we see year in and year out this weekend against Iowa State. Maybe it was the first game jitters. I'm not too sure. And then the flip side for Iowa State, I didn't really have expectations. I just kind of not sure about the season, just with the new quarterback. We've had, Brock Purdy for, we had 3 seasons of him. Three and a half. So, the new regime, especially with Julio Brock in the backfield and Hunter Deckers too. And I thought, you forget how good Xavier Hutchinson is. He catches a touchdown and then another touchdown and then another one. It's just kind of insane. Just got so lucky with him coming back and, being the veteran on the offensive side of the ball. Really excited to see what he has in store. He seems faster, crisper routes. So very excited to see what he can do this weekend and throughout the season too. I thought the defense played pretty well too. It's tough to say against the team.
They did was throw. I mean, and it's hard to it's hard to cover him too, because you're not wanting to give up big plays. You're trying to play, basic and but I thought they did a great job as well. Well, I just haven't. Nobody's right. Talked about their defense. I thought their defense played well.
Mm-hmm. And they did what they're supposed to do. Put away a not so good team early, and then just kind of keep it on the whole game. Iowa State usually doesn't come out like that in a lot of their home openers, and it was. I got nervous, right? The first drive, they're just, first down, first down, second and five, first down, just third manageable. They're just coming all the way down and, held them, and they didn't really do much after that. So I was worried, but then, Iowa State kind of kicked it into drive, and they were ready to go.
If I had anything, once again, we're talking to Zach Steenblok. He's at Zach Steenblok on Twitter. I guess my only worry, I thought, kickoffs, he kicked it into the end zone when they wanted him to kick it in the end zone. He kicked it where they wanted him to when they didn't. Field goals, he didn't really get a try, so I'm okay with that, but he looks like he has a big leg.
We always talk about just please can we get a kicker that kicks it in the end zone. Yeah. So tired of that. So that is a nice change.
Punter made me a little queasy. Maybe it was just first game jitters. It wasn't that his average was bad. He just didn't look comfortable punting. You kind of want that. Especially when you're going up against an Iowa team whose special teams are pretty good. So I think the last I saw, I don't know if it is. It still 4.5.
It's 3.5. It opened at 6.5, I believe, maybe 6.
And
but
they bet it down enough to. It's going to be an interesting game.
Yeah, I'm glad it's a 3 o'clock game. You don't want that early morning wake up, and then you don't get to see the rest of the day, if you know what I mean. But excited for that. I feel like I say this every year, but I think Iowa State has a good chance. Break the little curse we have not beating Iowa. And, you know, everybody who's an Iowa State fan probably knows this, who's listening. But if not, you know, Matt Campbell hasn't beat Iowa since he has started coaching at Iowa State. So I think, you know, this year with not as high as expectations on our team and the way Iowa played their first game, I'm a bit more confident. But it's going to be a tough game. I think it's going to start out slow. Kind of get a feel for the game. I like the first half under, but I like the full game over at 40 points or 40 and a half. I just don't think that Iowa State doesn't score, and I think Iowa scores on us too. I think it was kind of a fluke, so to speak, the first game. I know Brian Ferentz is probably going to have a couple more of those games this season, but I don't think Saturday is one of them.
Yeah. Here's the thing, and we were accustomed to Brock Purdy and doing Brock Purdy things. One of the only things that you could ever say is sometimes he locked in on receivers. And the great thing about sitting in Sukup, especially when they're going from south to north, and you get to sit back there, and I watched Hunter Deckers. I watched him go through his reads. On a couple of those big plays, he didn't even look at X until he knew he was going to break open, and he looked in other places to move people and made that pass. For a person who hasn't had game experience, I thought he looked really, really good.
I did too. Just his pocket presence and confidence, you know, to take his drops and, you know, like you said, survey the field. The way he just flicks his wrist and the ball goes 60 yards. Yeah. That's not something Purdy was the strongest at. He was more of the little dump downs and, you know, throwing up to Kohler in the end zone. But I think that just opens up the playbook even more. And I'd love to see him, run the ball, right? If we're doing play action.
Yep.
I want to see him keep it and, you know, go naked.
Okay, which one is
Sorry
it?
About that.
Is it Pearl?
It's both of them.
It's both of them, woofing. Here's the other thing, and maybe everybody was kind of not paying attention or out, but Rocco Brett came in and played a couple of series, and he threw the ball really well too. He throws a gorgeous ball.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good game for people to get in like that and to, you know, get the reps that they need. Iowa didn't get to do that. So maybe we're a little more experienced if something happens, you know, say, yeah. Fingers crossed, someone goes down. But that's good, you know, first game experience. And like you said, getting the jitters out. So, all we can do is kind of talk about it. And I've kind of been pretty quiet all year long. And then just saying, let's go Hawks to a lot of fans after that game. It's been pretty fun.
Yeah. You get a little... Buffalo Bills, Los Angeles Rams tomorrow night. What a great opening game. Give me a couple of takes on that game.
It's at in LA. However, the Rams are underdogs. A lot of people, which is weird, right? You know, Super Bowl champions. But a lot of people are on the Bills to, you know, win the Super Bowl this year. Personally, when you are betting and you see, a team that's as good as the Rams, and don't get me wrong, the Bills are good too. I probably think they're better. But when you see a home team that's, you know, an underdog, people just want to bet that, right? And, you know, that's just a classic trap, I think, and I hope, because I'm already on the Bills money line. So,
I mean,
it'll be interesting. And I'm excited to see Josh Allen. You know, this is hopefully his, you know, coming out party. Kind of takes the league by storm. I know he has already, but it's kind of been in the backseat of Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes and the return of Tom Brady and, you know, Matt Stafford doing his victory lap. So I think he's been overshadowed quite a bit, and I think this is kind of his, you know, he's ready to go.
You know, it's exciting to have NFL football back, and there's a lot of good games. I mean, the Chiefs Cardinals, Arizona game. That, I mean, that's a huge game right out of the chute. Arizona usually starts the season really well. This is the new, you know, Kansas City Chief offense with Patrick Mahomes, and you know, no Tyreek Hill. You know, is he going to like that because he can just flip the ball around to everybody? It's going to be really interesting, and that's one of the better games. And there's a few of them. I kind of wanted to get your take on the Raiders and the Chargers. The Chargers have right. Chargers have a killer first two games. They're at home against the Raiders, which is in conference, and then their next games, the Chiefs, they go to Kansas City and play them next Thursday night. So even on a short week as well, that's a tough opening act for the Chargers.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, let me unpack, you know, all of that. I think that, well, back to the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, you know, said in an interview, I think yesterday or today, it's going to be a different guy every game, right? There's not that, you know, they still have Travis Kelce, obviously, but there's not a Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill. And he went on to say he apologizes to his fantasy, you know, owners for whoever has Chiefs players, but you know, it's going to be by committee, right? They're just going to try to win games. It's not just going to be, you know, tossing it up, playing, you know, like the backyard football they've, you know, been so accustomed to and done so well. So I'm interested to see. I don't – people are like, oh, the Chiefs are going to be bad this year. I don't think that's the case at all.
No, not at all.
And then for the Chargers, I think the Chargers are really good. I would say it's probably in that division, probably the Chiefs, and then the Chargers, and then the Raiders. But we'll have to see. It's going to be interesting about how Derek Carr and Davante Adams, you know, connect and how that plays out exactly. It's not, you know, Derek Carr is good, but he's not Aaron Rodgers, right? Yeah, and then the other part is, too, it's weird how they schedule these division games, you know, the first couple weeks. It's like, you know.
Oh, it's tough. Yeah.
You want to get it rolling and play a couple, you know, non-divisional games and, you know, get ready to hunker down for the middle of the season, right? And I know they play them more than once, but, you know, this game has playoff implications in the first week and the second week. So it's, you got to bring your A game to start the season and all season long.
It is. I thought it was crazy as well. We're talking to Zach Steenblok. He's at Zach Steenblok on social media. Another big game and another division game. The Green Bay Packers go to Minnesota. If I gave you odds right now on MVP and you had Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins, and I told you that it wasn't very much separating the two, you would think we're in an alternate world, but it really isn't that big a difference between those two players.
Well, yeah, but you're saying there's not much of a difference between those two odds of those
right.
players. Obviously, Rodgers is so much better.
Yeah, I mean, he's a Hall of Fame. I mean, he's one of
right,
the all-time
right.
greats.
But the reason why it's so close is that he doesn't have a Hall of Fame, you know, all NFL Pro Bowl wide receiver as he has had pretty much every single season with, you know, Donald Driver and Jordy Nelson and then Davante Adams, right? And, you know, a whole slew of other Packers receivers. And
not Alan
Lazard,
you know, this weekend either.
Right. Yep. So you hope someone steps up, and I hope it's him. But then the flip side, you have Kirk Cousins who,
he has Dalvin Cook.
He
doesn't
and he
have
has
the
Adam Thielen.
And Justin Jefferson.
And Justin Jefferson.
And he doesn't have the grumpy old coach anymore. That's the important thing.
Right, exactly. The one-eyed grumpy coach. But I'm just excited. I'm tired of talking about it. It's finally here. But I'm kind of upset you haven't mentioned my Seahawks taking on Russell Wilson in Broncos country.
I know, the Seahawks. Another grumpy old coach for the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
The Seattle Seahawks, after this weekend, are going to go, why in the world did we get rid of Russell Wilson and not Pete Carroll? That's my take.
Right, and I mean, he wanted to leave, and it was, you hate to say it and hate to see it, but these things happen. It's a business. It's kind of what goes on, right, in the NFL, and we got to just find another Russell Wilson, which is probably pretty impossible.
Not an easy thing to do.
And we need to get, You know, I love Pete Carroll. He coached at Iowa State, you know, won a Super Bowl. It's just not his league anymore, right? He's like 80 years old, and I hate establishing the run, and he loves to establish the run.
Okay, I got so. two things for you to end. Who did you get for your fantasy quarterback?
I have Lamar Jackson and Aaron Rodgers.
I have Lamar Jackson and I can't remember who my second one was.
Yeah,
but I have Lamar Jackson, man. I'm excited.
Yeah, same. And I honestly think I would take the Ravens to win the Super Bowl. They probably have good odds. I don't know what it is. I think Lamar is going to go off. The past, you know, even when he won the MVP, reporters and people around the league were saying, you know, he's not worth a long-term deal. He's not the right quarterback. You know, he's just a running back. I think that's finally, he's matured, and that's going to, you know, he's got that in the back of his head, you know, all season long, and I can see him just going out there and killing it this year.
I do. And my other quarterback's Derek Carr, so I'm kind of happy about that one too. Yeah. And here's the last one. I know this, it was the European League and they're playing their championship over there. I watched Luka today hit 47.7 boards and 5 assists, and he was being guarded by Rudy Gobert, who's one of the best defensive players in the world. Luka Doncic is amazing to watch play basketball.
I mean, that's, yeah, he's my favorite player. And that's what you get from playing professional basketball since you were 15 years old.
That is what happens. Good to have you back. Glad to have you back weekly. It's football time. Love you, buddy.
Yep. Glad to see you.
Talk to you later. Zach Steenblok. We do love us some Luka. That's a lot of fun. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM. Real sports talk to real sports fans.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700, the city. It's Steen on Sports, 1700, the Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Wednesday. Beautiful day out there. Hope everybody had a great day at work. Please drive safely home. Have a good night at home. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM, real sports talk for real sports fans. Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports. Facebook at 1700 The Champ and website 1700thechamp.com. Want to thank Zach Steenblok for coming in and doing some football talk with me today. It's been a while. He's kind of a football guy, so glad to have him back in the fold. Big day tomorrow. I think I can say that. It's Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. And at 4:40 through up until right around 5:30, Mr. John Schaefer's coming in studio tomorrow. So pretty excited about that. It's been a while, so excited to get to talk to him. Okay, I kind of just glazed over a little bit. Pat McAfee joining ESPN Game Day. Oh, I should hold on. See, I have my inner brain working here. This next segment is going to be brought to you by Des Moines Orthopedic. Des Moines Orthopedic has some information, some new information out there. We always have what they've been known for and have done such a great job at. They're helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. You can always go on to DMS.com and look for appointment times at their urgent clinics to see how quickly you can get in. You can see the wait time. You can check in and then wait your turn and go in. They have locations in West Des Moines and Ankeny. There's never any appointment needed. You may make appointments, but it's not needed. They take care of foot, ankle, hand, upper extremity, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, trauma, sport med, and urgent injury. And that's a ton. Now, they are also out there willing to take the next step. And the next step is to design and provide a specific functional training program for all athletes. They are honored to bring in engineered performance to come in and join the DMOS teams. It will allow all of them to elevate our current mission with full-service orthopedic sports medicine and sports performance opportunities, and allows us to better serve athletes in Central Iowa. That is where it is, and that is what it is all about. They are out there willing to push the envelope here. The engineer performance facilities that they purchased, they have one of them is in the Prairie Trail District at 1711 Southwest Plaza Parkway in Ankeny, 302 Campus Drive in Huxley, and 1220 Northeast Station Crossing in Grimes. It's at the Grimes North Sports Complex. That's a huge deal, folks. They're doing what they said. They're going to take care of you from beginning to end. They're going to make sure maybe they eliminate some of the injuries that are happening to our young folks, or for us 56 to 65-year-olds who need to keep active and need to stay active. And you get those little things that you know, you swing a golf club wrong and all of a sudden a little part of your back hurts or your knee kind of gives out a little bit. They're there to help you, and it's great to have them be part of our radio program, and I enjoy the fact that they are. Last night, the Atlanta Braves caught the New York Mets. They are tied now, and it is they were 10 games back after the Mets beat them in a two-game series earlier, and now they are tied atop. Right now, we are in the getting ready to go to the bottom of the 11th inning with the Minnesota Twins and the New York Yankees. Man, a doubleheader day. They may not make that 6 o'clock. We may just hop right in, and we're going to go listen to Yankee baseball, and then they'll have a little bit of downtime in between. But it's a big deal. Brian, one of the things that came out today, I think everybody had their thoughts and processes on the Iowa South Dakota State game. Brian Ferentz said that he has taken a look at the film. He's looked at it, and he's at a point where his exact words were, the quarterback had ample time and lane to deliver the ball to the correct guy on time, and that didn't happen. So that's the things they have to work on. Now, what you hate to see is that, you know, you've spent a lot of time doing that in practice. That is most of your practice time doing that. But you're not doing it at game speed, so I understand that as well. And it gets to a point where until you get out there, until you do it, it's just, you have no worries in the back of your head when you're at practice that someone's going to come and hit you from down low or hit you on the blind side, because that's not the way they run practices. So it was very interesting. A lot of coaches don't take that type of angle. He would have sugarcoated that a little bit. He did not sugarcoat at all. And maybe for Brian Ferentz, he understands that he's not getting any sugarcoating on this either. I mean, it's either we blame our quarterback or we blame our offensive coordinator or we blame our head coach. And I think at the point now that Spencer is put that upon him and Brian has put that upon him and Kirk is trying to take it away from both of them so they're not so concerned. You know, you don't want to mess with your quarterback and you don't want to mess with your offensive coordinator. And Kirk Ferentz has been taking stuff like that for quite some time. This is a really interesting when you talk about running backs that are out there on your fantasy football. And I'm going to, at some point in time tonight, I had my fantasy football draft last night. I was pretty happy. just kind of seeing what people think. Don't like the way that Yahoo rated my draft. They rated my draft that I chose last night based on what they did the year before. I didn't pick my team based on what I thought they were going to do last year. I picked my team based on what I thought they were going to do this year, but I thought that was kind of funny. I had a couple other people that agreed with me. One of my buddies who sits right behind me at work, when you look at upcoming games this weekend, he has the highest point total of all 12 of our teams, and he got a C- on his draft. He was not happy. And I got a C, and I wasn't very happy either. One of the people that should be on there is Alvin Kamara. When he's healthy, over the last 4 years, he has 67 touchdowns and 7,500 yards rushing. He's number one in touchdowns and number two in rushing. That is a huge, huge deal. And I think it gets kind of glossed over a little bit. I had a couple of things here, just kind of statements, and then to expand on them a little bit. For everybody that's out there, me included, do you trust Buffalo, their coaching staff, the weather, everything? When you look at it in total, do you trust the Buffalo Bills to go out and be able to win in a Super Bowl? Now, I know they get to play in that weather, but what's, you know, if you get the championship game and you get home field and you're playing in Buffalo and the weather's horrible and you do not perform well, that would be very tough. I don't know if I trust Buffalo yet. I don't know if I trust Josh Allen yet. He still has to go out and win that big game. It's the same thing that haunted Patrick Mahomes for a while. It's the same thing that all of these guys had to go through and work through. It's going to be really interesting. Kansas City has not lost a home opener since 2015. It's a pretty good bet, but that is a tough team to open up with. This was another one. I've kind of been coming down through this. It says this year, these five quarterbacks are starting this year. And it says, who would you trust the most to get you over 500 as a quarterback? Now, you also have to accept that they're playing for the team, and you have to take that into account. The first one on here is Baker Mayfield. I don't know how good the Carolina Panthers are. The Carolina Panthers were a really good team last year until injuries hit them. A lot like the Ravens. They suffered a ton of injuries. Joe Flacco is quarterbacking the Jets. He's not going to quarterback the Jets all season. The Carolina Panthers would love for Baker Mayfield to be their starting quarterback for all 17 games. Mitchell Trubisky in Pittsburgh. This is my take on Mitchell Trubisky and the Pittsburgh Steelers. They have nothing to lose to start Mitchell Trubisky and see how he plays. They have everything to lose if they play Kenny Pickett and he doesn't play well for the first two or three games. Because then you get fan doubt. Then you get talk radio doubt. Then you get all the pundits doubt. And then you have to work your way through that. You let Mitchell Trubisky go out there. If he's winning, awesome. If he's not, that's fine. We have Kenny Pickett. We trust Kenny Pickett. Let's see what he can do. I think it would have been, and I listen to a lot of people say that, why in the world would you wait? That's why you wait, because if he comes out and he struggles, that's hard to bring that back because he doesn't know how to bring that back yet. Marcus Mariota in Atlanta. He has an offensive-minded coach. He's a truly athletic player. I can't wait to see. Doesn't have a lot of weapons. He's got a tight end that's going to be his best friend. That's going to be fun to watch. The other is Jacoby Brissett. Jacoby Brissett has a built-in Super Bowl team. And there's a chance, and I truly believe this, that if Jacoby Brissett, and it's a tough schedule, so this is probably never going to happen, but Jacoby Brissett can make it through the season, you know, those first 11 games, and be 7-4, 6-5. You don't think that they could, they just go, you know what? We're only paying Deshaun Watson $1 million. If he's playing well, why are we making a change? Let him play. I think that is the, I think nobody is, it's not that nobody has asked that question, but it's just not a question that you throw out there because you never know, right? But if they have an, if they're over 500 through 11 games, I don't know how you don't, he hasn't played for a year and a half now. I don't know how you don't let him keep going. If he's struggling or hurt or any of the above, then it's a no-brainer. You go out, you bring Deshaun Watson in, and you see what you have for those last six games. That's a no-brainer. I understand that. But if Jacoby Brissett's playing well, I don't know what you do. And I think that is a extremely interesting kind of out there. You know, it's an anomaly that's out there on what do you do? Because I feel that you have to give him a chance if he's over 500. I get if he's not. I really do. And I would be perfectly fine with that. I was going to talk. I do have enough time. A lot of baseball talk today. And the majority of the baseball talk today was with some of the major league coaching. Four people have already been fired. Joe Girardi, Joe Maddon, Charlie Montoya, and Chris Woodward. Texas, Toronto, the Angels, and the Phillies. Listen, all of those are big time. Well, I don't know about Toronto. I don't know. Maybe Texas too. I mean, the Philadelphia right now is 74-61, but they're 10.5 games back out of there. The Angels are 60-76. They're 16 games below 500. Toronto's 75-60, but they're 6 games out as well. So you kind of get that too. And the White Sox and Tony La Russa, I don't think Tony La Russa is going to be back. The Royals and Mike Matheny, I don't think he's going to be back. Don Mattingly with Miami, I don't think he's going to be back. Dave Martinez with the Nationals, I don't think he's going to be back. It's going to be interesting when you see that many changes in the head coaching ranks. That's not normal with Major League Baseball. And it's intriguing if you're the Angels because you have talent. You just have to find it. And it's easy for it. It's kind of easy for Philadelphia. You did not have Bryce Harper for a lot of the year after getting hit in the hand, just now coming back. So that's going to be really interesting too. I just got a text from Scotty and we're doing our six point pick'em games tomorrow. Our touchdown picks. And he sent me what we're going to do. So I appreciate that, buddy. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. One more segment. Be right back.
101.3 FM and 1700 The Champ is Des Moines' home real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back, everybody. Last hour on this Wednesday. Hope everybody made it home safe, heading home safe. Be safe. Hope everybody had a great day as well. Beautiful day out there. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Twitter at 1700. Man, look at that. Yeah. At 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, Facebook at 1700 The Champ, website 1700thechamp.com. I want to take the time to say thank you to our sponsors, Demos, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Woodman Controls, Iowa Cubs, Northwest Bank, Palmer Group. You're hearing my commercials for Come and Go. You're hearing my commercials for BetMGM. I love having them all be a part of the program. Also, right now, it is, I'm looking, it is still 3-3. And they are in the 12th inning. And there are no outs. And that is where we're at right now. So, nope, there's one out. I apologize. So that game is going on. That's a long game, and they have a doubleheader coming up. So that's going to be very interesting. I'm also going through right now. We are setting out our touchdown picks for Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott tomorrow. I have the first three on there. I'm going to put the next three on there right now. The first three so far to pick is Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, and I'm going to put this out on social media so you guys can join in with us. New England versus Miami, because that's Scott's team, and Baltimore versus the New York Jets, because that's my team. The next one is going to be Green Bay against Minnesota. I mean, that's a huge game for this, for where we are located. The next one is going to be Kansas City, because we are a Kansas City affiliate, versus Arizona. And the last pick of our touchdown picks. Oh, look at that. You have, oh, it's got to be that. So our last game is going to be the Las Vegas Raiders going against the L.A. Rams. So I just texted that to Scotty. We will hit that. We will get it out there on social media. Start making your picks, and we'll go over a bunch of your picks tomorrow. John Schaefer coming in tomorrow. So I mean, I've seen John a couple times. I've talked to John a couple times, but it's the first time since he started his new job, and he's finally got some free time and some open time. Schaefer and I go way back. You know, when my radio life started, we've gone through some tough times. You know, you lose your co-host, a friend. You lose your job because of COVID, because that's what COVID did, and you get your chance to come back. And John's kind of like my last piece. I've had most everybody else. They've come back in. They've kind of joined the clan a little bit. It's nice to have him stopping in and spending some time. And the fact that he was so agreeable to it, even with his new job, is outstanding. So once again, if you're thinking about this, and we'll get this out on social media ASAP, still only one out, still 3-3, slow game. It is an American League game. They take forever. Just in case you want to hear them again, Cincinnati versus Pittsburgh, New England versus Miami, Baltimore versus New York, Green Bay, Minnesota, Kansas City, Arizona, Las Vegas, and the LA Rams. You can take your pick. You can tell us, I want Cincinnati and I want the over or under. You can give us, you want Cincinnati, go off of, go off the line. We're going off BetMGM lines. They can't be that far apart. If you want the point spread, you can bet the point spread. And if you want to bet the over-under, bet the over-under. Make one pick. You get six total. And have some fun with us. And we'll go through tonight. And we'll get people out there trying to get these games picked. Just a little bit of potpourri to end the show. One of the things that they did today, and this must have been out there because they did it on two different shows. It said you can pick one of these three, just one, and that is what you have to live with for the rest of your life. You can be the smartest person in the room, the best looking person in the room, or the richest person in the world, in the room. Now, they were all over the board. Minnesota just scored, so they are up 4-3. New York still gets a chance to hit here. but they're up 4-3 in the top of the 12th. A lot of these guys, and this was their thought process was, well, I want to be the handsomest, because if you're the best looking guy in the room or best looking girl in the room, you can make money. And I'm like, okay, that would be, I don't think I believe that. Then another one said, if you're the smartest person in the room, you can make money. And I'm like, yep, you can make money. But if you're the smartest person in the world, okay. And so I probably lean more to smartest over the best looking. But if you're the richest person in the room, you can do a lot of things. Male or female, if you're the richest person out there, you're not going to have any problem doing anything else. You can bring in people to help you be smart, and it doesn't matter if you're good looking, if you're rich. Now, maybe it does. You still have to have stuff, personality. I understand that, but still, I don't think it's as tough as what that they were making it. But the one best looking does not. You could be the best looking poor guy in the world, or you could be the best looking dumb guy in the world. Neither one of those are getting you anywhere. I didn't understand the whole part about, well, there's only one choice, and that's to be the best looking. I just don't agree with that scenario there. But it was very interesting conversation, and that's what happens when you're a couple of days away from football. You're still trying to find stuff that you can talk about. Just wanted to give you a quick update. This is what my fantasy football team was. It is with my Nat Properties group. I have Lamar Jackson as my number one quarterback. I have Cooper Kupp. I have Chase Claypool. My running backs are Travis Etienne Jr. And Josh Jacobs from the Raiders. I have Travis Kelce as my tight end and Melvin Gordon as my flex. I also have Devontae Smith. My backup quarterback is Derek Carr. My backup tight end is Mike Gesicki from Miami. Did that for Scott. My backup running back is Mark Ingram. My backup wide receiver is Mecole Hardman, who I think is going to have a huge year for the Kansas City Chiefs. And DJ Shark with Detroit. I think that's going to be one of Jared Goff's big targets. My kicker is Harrison Butker from Kansas City. And my defense is the Baltimore Ravens. Probably not the best defense, but I was late taking that pick there. So I'm kind of stuck with that one. ESPN said that Serena Williams' loss on Friday night was the most watched tennis match in the history of their network. And I think I concur with that. It was a huge deal, and it would not be fun if you missed that. So one of the things that came out today, you have the President's Cup. The coach of the President's Cup for the United States is Davis Love III. His top six, and this was based on points, was Sam Burns, Patrick Cantlay, Tony Finau, Xander Schauffele, Scottie Scheffler, and Justin Thomas. His reserves are crazy. Kevin Kisner, Max Homa, Billy Horschel, Colin Morikawa, Cameron Young, and Jordan Spieth. That's going to be tough. I'm not saying that the foreign group cannot beat them, but they're not going to have that kind of talent. One of the things I've learned through this weekend is, and this will be my last one, Brian Kelly, I don't know how much his players like him, and I know the press in Louisiana isn't happy with him. I bet he's hoping that he was back in Notre Dame, and that's too bad. I'm more of a Brian Kelly fan than most. Thank you for listening to Steen on Sports today. I appreciate it. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We'll be here tomorrow. John Schaefer.
Here's a look at traffic on